Time now for your letters. We received a number on the profile by Philip Reeves of a missionary in Sri Lanka. Luca Kasparis of Denver, Colorado wrote, "Your report seemed to focus only on the positive aspects of missionary activities in less developed countries. The welfare of small communities in these countries often depends on village-wide solidarity, usually deeply linked with local religious and traditional practices. Missionary activity invariably results in the creation of factions and divisions within a community, and often does more harm than good. No one can dispute that most missionaries are convinced they are carrying out God's will and that they are acting in the interest of the peoples they target for conversion. But ironically, so did those mentioned in the following report on your morning show, Western Crusaders in the 11th to 14th centuries." Another Colorado resident, Clara McKenna of Colorado Springs, was bothered by Margot Adler's report on Columbia University Medical School, where they've been working to increase cultural awareness between doctors and residents of the economically depressed neighborhood. "The area is not the Hamptons, it's true," she writes, "but these young doctors are in their late 20s for the most part. I think by that age and with that much privilege attached to their upbringing, they should be able to figure out the streets by themselves. They are, after all, residents. It's really pretty classist when people who tell you they went into medicine to make a difference are afraid of those who most need their help." We received many nice emails on Andy Trudeau's Oscar music series, but Tom Wright of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra had a problem with the topic in general. "Movie music is to music as ad copy is to writing, and laugh tracks are to dialogue," he writes. "In other words, it doesn't stand alone, but is in service to something else. All large orchestra movie music owes everything to the great romantic and modern composers. Exceptions, like Danny Elfman and John Corigliano, haven't done well at the Oscars. It's certainly technically interesting, like lighting, but it's not really music." And speaking of Danny Elfman, Wendy Farnham of Norfolk, Virginia, wrote in with these words of praise for the film composer who had just premiered his first concert hall work. "The interview with Danny Elfman was one of the best descriptions of creative process that I have ever heard. The enthusiasm and spontaneity is evident in his language and in his music. I'm inspired." If you're inspired to write, please do. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.